For the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
There's a great judgment day that is coming, we know it's coming to one and all. For the judge shall be sent.
On the subject of the end times and the tribulation. And during the hour of the tribulation, this planet will be destroyed.
The Bible teaches us that the trees will be burned off, the grass will simply disappear, the oceans will turn to blood, and the rivers will become very poisonous. The pestilences and the diseases will multiply, and food will become very scarce. The Bible teaches us that these wages will barely buy a loaf of bread. Yes, that is what's coming. There's going to be incredible starvation on this planet. We today in the Western civilization don't have a clue what starvation is. But this planet will soon find out, because we are fast heading in that direction. One other part of the planet that will be judged is the religious systems of the world. Yes, many, many people have gone to hell, to the lake of fire, believing and trusting in the religious systems of the world. Throughout the world, we can see different religious systems which are counterfeits for the real thing. Many of the world's peoples look upon religious systems and believe that they are what God has set up. No, the Bible teaches differently. The religious systems of this world are set up by Satan and are there for a detour so people will not find God. They are basically kept in the dark by the good teachings of the religious systems, because a man's heart wants to do good, to try to gain entrance into the kingdom of God. And the Bible teaches us that man is an unclean thing. He cannot attain eternal life by doing good. So the world's religious systems are bringing many into religious deception, where they will come short of entering into the kingdom because they depended on their good works. Yes, these systems will be judged, and today I'll teach on this subject. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you. I pray that you will anoint this message. Lord, you will open the hearts of the people so that they will understand. For many have forgotten today that religion is nothing but deception, and many depend upon that religion for their salvation. Lord, I pray that you will open the hearts of many people today. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Before I explain to you how religious systems started and where they originate from, I will explain that there is only one way into the kingdom of God, and that is not through religion, that is not through good works. It is simply by accepting the blood sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation. You need to repent from your sin, turn away from your wicked deeds, and accept and ask the Lord God to forgive you. And then the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from all sin. The Bible teaches us that a man's heart is continuously evil and desperately wicked and cannot do any good to please God. So no amount of religious activity will get you in right standing with God. You have to be cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus. This is the only way you will get into the kingdom of God. But the world looks upon the religious systems of the world, and they believe that this is what God uses to bring people into the kingdom. And this is total deception. And during the hour of the tribulation, those religious systems will be destroyed. Years ago, when you listened over the airwaves to preachers about the religions of this world, and if you would read writings of preachers of the 1800s or earlier, they would point to one religious system that was the beginning of all religions, and that was the Roman Catholic system. History explains that the Roman Catholic system has murdered many, many Christians throughout its existence. The Bible teaches us that the blood of the martyrs are found in that system. I will read you out of Revelation chapter 17, where and how to identify the mother of harlots, the mother of all religions. I know I may be stepping on some toes, but I will simply have to read and explain to you on what the Bible teaches and what great men of God have identified as the whore church of Revelation chapter 17. It tells us, and there came one of the seven angels, which had seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, and I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornications. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet colors, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was the name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of all harlots, and an abomination of the earth. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints, with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. So here is what John is being shown. A woman sitting upon a beast. And that woman had the blood of martyrs. She was drunk with the blood of the martyrs. And during the history of the church, the Roman Catholic system has been killing many, many, many Christians. The Lutheran system killed a lot of Christians too, but not as much as the Roman Catholic system. So the old-time preachers would point these scriptures out and explain that this was the whore church of Revelation chapter 17 because of the history of his bloodthirstiness and of the abominations that went on in that religious system. And when one studies where the religious system comes from on this planet, most of them originate from the Catholic system. Yes, this is what history teaches us. The Protestant churches, most of them, if not all of them, stem directly from the Roman Catholic system. When the Reformation started in the 1500s, many broke away from the Catholic system and started their own religions. Yes, today we can see many religious organizations, many denominations, which are nothing more than religious system. The Episcopalian Church has completely turned away from God and denounces the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we can see that happening in many religious systems today. The Bible teaches us that this religion and these religious systems will be destroyed. Why? It is because of the deception. Religion doesn't bring a person into the kingdom of God. Religion is a detour. Personally, I believe it's far more dangerous than drug abuse, alcohol abuse, and murders, and fornication, and all of those things. Because the murderer knows he's wrong, The drug abuser knows he's wrong, and those who are into fornication know that they're wrong. But once a person is in religion and is trying to please God by the good deeds that he's doing, then that person is in deception, and it's hard to bring him to repentance and the knowledge of the truth, because he believes his good works will save him. He cannot believe that it's the blood of Jesus that cleanses him from unrighteousness. Yes, when one is a true born-again Christian and looks at the religious systems of the world, you can clearly see the horrors of the deception that is in them. But these religious systems will be destroyed. The Bible clearly teaches us here what is going to happen. It tells us what's going to happen to the mother of all religious systems. It identifies where you can find the mother of all religious systems. It tells us in verse 9 of Revelation 17, "And here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are the seven mountains on which the woman sitteth." And this is how old-time preachers identified the Roman Catholic system as the whore church. Rome sits on seven mountains. And the Vatican, the Roman Catholic system, is situated right in the middle of Rome. It's got its own headquarters there. It's got its own ambassadors from around the world. It's got its own currencies, and it's got its own laws. It tells us very clearly in verse 18 of Revelation chapter 17, "And the woman which thou sawest is the great city, which reigns over the kings of the earth." We can see that clearly today. Who is reigning? Which religion is dominant over the earth? Many kings and many queens are in subject to the Roman Catholic system. But the Bible teaches us that that religious systems and all religions will be destroyed during the hour of the tribulation. The Antichrist will come upon the scene, and he will use the religious systems to bring himself popularity, and the religions will point to him. Then during the middle of the tribulation, the Bible teaches us that the Antichrist will destroy this whore church. It tells us in verse 16 of Revelation chapter 17, "And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire." In verse 8 of chapter 18, it tells us, "Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord who judges her." Yes, this is what will happen to the religious systems of the world. Those who depend on religion will simply see their religion pulled out from under them and destroyed by the Antichrist. Yes, the Vatican will be destroyed in one day, that great city which is so rich. When one studies and sees documentaries of the Vatican, you can see the incredible riches that are being possessed by those people. The Lord one day will bring his judgment upon it and will destroy it. Yes, that's the future outlook of the Vatican. And Rome, the city where the Vatican is situated, there's going to be an incredible explosion. In one day, the Bible teaches, it will be totally wiped out. And so will go the rest of the religious systems with it. For the Antichrist will demand worship unto himself. He will not tolerate Mary worship. He will not tolerate Jesus worship or any other worship to any other God. For he will proclaim that he is God, and people of this planet will have to worship him. Yes, this is what's going to happen to whatever religious system you're in. It will crumble to the ground when all this planet will be shaken. So turn to the true way of salvation. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses you from all unrighteousness. There is no other way into the kingdom of God except through the blood of Jesus. So come to Him today. Come out from your religion. Touch not the unclean thing. For the Lord is not willing that you should perish. It's only through the blood of Jesus that you will see eternal life. The Lord will open your heart to this truth and make you a blessing. Amen.
When the harvest has been gathered and all my work is done, when the last mite is trampled and I've sung my final song, if I'm called to give an answer at heaven's judgment seat, then let the blood of Calvary speak for me.
May it write me down as righteous where no righteousness has been, shielding me from wrath and judgment as it covers all my sin. Goodness, would I plead? Just let the blood of Calvary speak for me.
There may be some friends who'd witness and speak of words so kind, but their voices would seem feeble at such an awesome time. But there's a voice that calls for mercy, ringing through eternity. Just let the blood of Calvary speak for me.
May it write me down as righteous where no righteousness has been, shielding me from wrath and judgment as it covers all my sin. There's no work that I've accomplished, nor my goodness would I plead. Just let the blood of Calvary speak for me. There's no work that I've accomplished, nor my goodness would I plead. Just let
Over the years, I have talked to many Christians who have grown up in religious systems. And many of those Christians have one thing in mind in the beginning, and that is to try and change the religion they're in. They feel that God has given them the commission to change the system. The reason is this: there are very many well-meaning people living in religions. They are trying to do right by God. And thus, those Christians who live there feel that they have an obligation, that maybe all those people need is to recognize the fact that Jesus is Lord, and then the system will change. I got news for those people who have those thoughts. It's not going to work, because a religion has been set up by man, and what man sets up is doomed to failure. The only foundation that will not crumble is the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord Jesus Christ draws to humanity to Him one person at a time. They have to come individually, each and every one, repenting from the heart and turning to the Lord for salvation. In most religious systems, it's the leaders of those systems that are trying to dominate and to control the people. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 13, it tells us, the Lord Jesus Christ himself is saying, "But woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourself, neither suffer you them that are entering to go in." And this is what's happening in all religions. The leaders of the system do not recognize the way of salvation, and they will detour anyone who tries to enter into the kingdom of God. I want to give you an example. Let's say a person is starting to be convicted by his sinful life. I know I have experienced it. And I know of many people who have confessed to me that the Holy Spirit started to convict them. But the religion I grew up in had a system. You went to the preacher and you confessed your sin to him. And they all of a sudden became your savior, because they had this way, this formula on how to take away or get rid of your sin. And many people are deceived into believing now they're free from their past sin. This is nothing but deception that will in the end put you into the lake of fire. Thus, many, many people, even when they come under conviction by God, they are being detoured away from true repentance and turned to a false repentance that only leads to more confusion and more deception. And people need to understand that. They have to study Scripture. What happens to a person that is under conviction? You don't turn to a man-made formula on how to get rid of your sin. You turn to Jesus. You fall on your face before him. The Bible teaches us that King David cried out, "Against you, O God, have I sinned. Against you alone." Even though he committed murder, even though he committed adultery, his ultimate sin was towards God. And he had to cry out to God for God to forgive him. And this is the route we have to travel. If we have committed any sin in our life, and I know every person has, we don't go to a priest to ask for forgiveness like the Catholic system teaches. We don't go to a preacher for forgiveness of sin like the Hutterite system teaches. Yes, they are closely related. Yes, who do we go to? We go to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one we sinned against. He's the only one that can forgive us and will forgive us if we turn to him out of a repentant heart and ask him to forgive us. Yes, that's the promise of the Word of God. Once we turn to him, ask for forgiveness, receive his salvation and forgiveness, he will give us eternal life, and we will live with him throughout eternity. The Lord will open your heart to these awesome truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, is true.